This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Thursday morning. Well, what a week it's been. You know, 4 days, obviously, and the glow, it ain't going anywhere.
Nowhere, buddy. It's the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah, remains on our face, remains in our heart. Look, parade tomorrow, guys. Parade tomorrow! So, we'll get you set for that today. We'll celebrate today. We'll continue to celebrate. We'll do it with you. I mean, we're going to really do it today at 215-592-9494. There's so much to get into, both looking back and looking ahead. But that feeling you have, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
No Spanish words begin with the letter W.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's wild.
It really is.
Yeah.
Crazy to think
fact.
About. Yeah, no native Spanish words start with W.
John, I cannot begin to put into words for you how horrendous I was at Spanish. It was the bane of my existence.
Joe,
really
me
was.
Too, buddy.
Really?
It couldn't. It didn't work for me.
Guys, I have had at least five times as an adult a dream about that I still had to get Spanish done senior year of college
to graduate. Dude, I haven't had one of those dreams since grad school. Like, that's a long, long time ago.
It's scary. It's horrible.
I had a class like that. I actually almost had that happen to me in the statistics. I had one math class I had to take to graduate.
It's brutal.
And it was statistics, and I put it off until my fifth quarter.
Yeah.
Of my senior year, my last quarter of my senior year, when I was already drafted and I was trying to drive back and forth to Oakland to do minicamp.
That's brutal, man.
Wow.
So I'm drafted, I'm playing, I'm the starting fullback for the Oakland Raiders, but I have to graduate and I have to pass statistics, and with 2 weeks left in the quarter, the professor said to me, there is no way you can mathematically pass my class.
Oh, no.
How about that? That's wild.
So it was
wild,
one of those things where I'm going to go and jump through hoops and jump backwards and forward in Saquon style.
A Saquon leap.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
To try to pass.
All right, so guys, let's get to it here. Look, you know the deal. 215-592-9494. I say it at the start of every show this week. I'll say it again. Phone lines have been unbelievably jammed every day. If you want to get in, perhaps if you haven't yet this week, I would encourage you to do it now, because right now we have a couple phone lines open. All right, so let's attack it this way today, and it's all the same as past days, but what an incredible feeling to be on top of the world. Top of the world. And I want you to try to, you know, connect with this today to describe what top of the world feels like for you. What are you feeling? It's been 4 days. You know, we know where we sit. As a fan base, we sit on top, and our hearts are full of joy. What does that feel like to you, and why is it so special to you? Hit us up today at 215-592-9494. You know, one of the things I've been very reflective on this week is that we really do pour our hearts and soul into this thing as a Philadelphia sports fan. Not just an Eagles fan, but a Philly sports fan. I mean, if you really break it down, my God, it's a big part of our lives. And it's great. But a lot of times it's not. You know, a lot of times, man, I mean, we get dragged through the mud. You know, there's the Chip Kelly thing. There's what's going on with the 76ers right now. There's the fact that the Flyers haven't been relevant, it seems like, in basically a decade. You know, there was the Dream Team with the Eagles. There was Andrew Bynum. There was Ilya Brizgalov. They're just kind of the small ones. You want to talk about the big ones. I mean, there's Rondé Barber. There's Patrick Kane. There's, you know, losing the World Series on a home run. I mean, we've had some whoppers in our day. And so part of what, for me, makes Top of the World so special is that we know that so often we're not on top of the world. Okay, let's put it that way. But also that, my God, do we pour our hearts into it. You know, I remember being in an Eagles game. It was a preseason game. John, this was one of my, there weren't many good moments in the late 90s with the Eagles because they were bad. You know, it fell apart with Ray, and then Andy had to build it up. And, you know, Andy's first year was rough at 5-11. Ray's last year was brutal at 3-13. I remember going to a preseason game. I don't remember the year. It might have been 98, might have been 99. Preseason game. Everybody knew the team was going to stink. I mean, everybody knew it. And they did. And I remember being at this preseason game, and it was like third or fourth quarter. I have no idea who was winning. Doesn't matter. It's a preseason game. But I do think the Eagles were losing bad, is my recollection. Home game. And I remember in the third or fourth quarter, a huge Eagles chant broke out. Huge. Whole stadium. And I remember thinking at that time what that represented, which was our intense love of the Philadelphia Eagles. Even though we knew they were going to stink. They had stunk the year before. They were going to stink again. And it was kind of the fans' way just for 15, 20, 30 seconds to celebrate the Eagles even though they stunk. Guys, we get a chance this week to celebrate the Eagles on top of the world. And part of what for me is so special about it, and perhaps this resonates with you, is how often we haven't been on top of the world. I want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494. Describe what it feels like to you. Look, we also know it's not going to be like this every year. We know that. Might be like this again next year. Might be. We'll see. But I'll tell you this. Here's what I'm damn confident of. Damn confident. The next 40 years aren't going to be as bad as the last 40. to have had this, here's an almost impossibility.
Yes.
Four teams, 41 years, two championships. It's almost impossible.
That seems hard to do even if you're not trying.
Yeah, like I try not to guarantee things on air. Guys, I will guarantee you this. Next 40 years aren't going to be so barren. So part of what makes me happy today is not just what we've been through and what we feel now, but hope that I know that it's going to be better moving forward. Want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. John, what does Top of the World feel like to you?
I'm positive that I don't know how to enjoy the good. I'm positive.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Uh-oh, psychology chair. Here we go. Let's go. What's going on in that brain, Richie?
I am positive that, you know, when you get to this part, the end, you know, you cross the finish line and your team won, there's nothing left to worry about, and it takes a while to kind of recalibrate things.
Do you feel like
and
you're talking?
I don't think I'm good at this part of fandom. You know,
is this because of you, the player?
I lost twice. My team's lost twice in the biggest game, you know, in the Super Bowl. I had a chance to play, you know, postseason games, a ton of postseason games. It felt like that was a huge part of the experience for me, but it just never worked out right. And now that it did for the second time, it's kind of like I don't know what to do with my positive fandom. Yeah. I don't know what to do with the negative fandom because there's no room for it. There is no negative at this point. And so that's enjoyable. But man, I look at the team. I think that the players themselves, I was pleased to see A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And the leaders, you know, A.J. Brown put out, like, after a few days, he's had time to reflect on being a champion.
Get back to work.
And he's ready to go back and start again, too.
Yeah, like, I'm like not there. I'm glad he is. I ain't.
It's 2 days, and he's ready to go back to work. I thought that was really fascinating. He said it's the hunt that does it for him. When the DB drops his head and surrenders because he can't F with A.J. Brown, the intense battles, the early mornings, the late nights, the sacrifices. Like, that stuff really registers to me, and I'm happy that we've got players that are wired this way. This is part of why we won a Super Bowl, and I'm thrilled to see that.
Yeah.
You know, I look, I'm not great at enjoying it personally. I'm getting better at it, and I'm loving it.
We're going to bring you along, John. Here's the thing. I'm curious at 215-592-9494 what you're feeling 4 days, you know, removed from the game. By the way, day before the parade. And I'll frame it this way. So I'm using the phrase top of the world. We could just as well use the Jack phrase from Titanic, king of the world. Like, here's the deal. We're on the Titanic, hasn't sunk. Here's what I mean. When I say we're on the Titanic, before you know it's about to sink, we're on the most beautiful vessel in the world. Not going to sink tomorrow, all right? We've just fell in love. We just fell in love with the girl of our dreams, you know? And I'm Jack, and I got my buddy, and I got Fabrizio, and I'm climbing up. Like
does
right
she
now.
Love you?
Yeah, that's why I'm happy, because man. I love her and she loves me.
This
James,
is great.
I'm thinking of Leo DiCaprio up there on that beam or whatever that thing is on the front, but everything doesn't fall apart in the next 2 to 3 days. And we're king of the world. We're on top of the world. James, what does that feel like to you?
It feels like it's all worth it. You know, like I spend so much of my mental effort, of my money, of my time caring about this group of guys, this team, this laundry. Like, I think about my dad and going to the vet with my dad. My dad died 20 years ago. He never got to see this. Like, I know what it would have meant to him. Like, it's everything to me. Like, again, like the amount of mental focus and thought and happiness. Like, if they lose on Sunday, our week's ruined, not just in this job, as sports fans. Like, so, like, it feels like all that pain and all that effort and all that hope and all that mental stuff that we put into this, it feels worth it.
Emotion.
Yes, it feels worth it. It feels like that time was well spent to feel this, to feel like the top of the world champions.
It's nice to get the payoff. You know what I'm saying? Because how often do we not get the payoff?
We never get it. It's so rare.
And I could name you really, really cool moments within great seasons. No, that were good. Like, 4th and 1 was great. 4th and 26 was great.
They were moments.
2013 chip was really great. It was. I mean, we've had great, you know, the Flyers getting to the finals in 2010 was great. But, you know, too often we don't get the payoff.
And we
in the
care
end.
More here. Like, I know.
I agree with that.
We just do. Like, it is a part
that.
Of the fabric of this city in a way that it's not in other places. Like,
I agree.
We live and die with it more.
Yeah, that audio from the NFL that they released yesterday, very cool stuff, as featured there in Rhea's update. We're going to play a lot of that today. I mean, we got all sorts of good stuff. Mic'd up figures included Saquon, Jalen, Zach Bond, and Nick Sirianni. And to say the least, my number one takeaway was strong leadership. Strong leadership. I mean, really, some guys checking in on each other.
That was my number one thing, too.
Right?
Yeah, like, number one.
Checking in, keep it here, keep your focus.
Totally.
It was really special and cool. So,
and Jalen, I think we saw especially a lot of that from Jalen that we didn't, you know, we assumed but we didn't know. Like,
big
I mean,
time.
That thing with Saquon, she just played.
Yep.
Like, that's like leadership stuff right there, man.
Big time. All right, we're going to play a ton of that today. Want to hear from you. What does top of the world feel like? What are you feeling right now, a couple days removed from the Eagles' second Super Bowl championship and knowing that the parade is tomorrow? To the phones, Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. How you doing, Hassan?
I'm feeling on top of the world, everybody. Good morning.
Good for you, man.
I'm feeling like I was walking down on that Disney float with my man Jalen.
That's great.
Awesome.
I've been a Jalen supporter since the beginning, and all the questions was answered on Sunday. Everything happened. They shut down Saquon. What would Jalen do? And he did what he did the last time, carved the Chiefs up. The difference was those Georgia boys and the rest of those guys on that defense that showed up and showed out. Oh my goodness, that was a show up. That was like a Mike Tyson fight in the 80s.
Right. That's exactly right, man.
Like I called up the last time I talked to you guys. I knew we were going to win by more than one score. I said we were going to win by 2 scores. I didn't expect to win by 30.
No, it doesn't normally work that way.
You know, I saw
complete domination that we displayed.
I'll tell you something weird, and I wonder how many people are like me. I can honestly tell you, as we sit here right now, I'm going to try to guess before you guys say. I don't even know what the final score was.
I know it.
Yes.
All right, hold on.
I know because, what it was and what it should have been.
All right, well, we all know it should have been, you know.
40-6 is right. That's, I think, what we should go with is the official final score.
So they, hold on, let me figure it out. They got to 40-6, and the other team scored 15 points. So was it 40-21?
22. You're 22. Very close. Okay. Very close.
Yeah.
Because those late touch. I mean, Hassan.
Well,
what?
So here, let me tell you the best way we can put it, okay? The Chiefs had 6 points with 2 minutes and 55 seconds left in the game. In the game. 2 minutes and 55 seconds left in the game. The Chiefs still had 6 points.
Hassan, what a joke that Patrick Mahomes gets credit for 3 Super Bowl touchdowns.
And 257 yards passing.
Is that ridiculous, dude?
Yeah. All I remember is 23 yards.
That's good. All right, Hassan, stay well. Appreciate the calls all season. Keep them coming to us. Let's listen to a little bit that was released by the NFL last night. Behind-the-scenes stuff, sideline stuff, some on-field stuff, but a lot of sideline stuff. As I mentioned, a couple notable players were mic'd up. Saquon was one of them. So you'll, of course, remember A.J., the pass interference, controversial call first quarter, first drive, takes the Eagles off the field. Eagles have to punt. So as that possession ends, Saquon comes to the bench. A lot of people really ticked off. And Saquon, what great leadership here, trying to calm everybody down.
Feeling good?
Feeling great.
I'm going to get one.
17-0 Eagles. The Chiefs have had the ball at their own 12-2, 30-6.
Looking for a different cut. Here's Saquon trying to calm everybody down.
3 minutes and 10 seconds into the first quarter. Hurts back. He is going deep down the far side of the field. It is caught by A.J. Brown inside the 20. A.J. Brown, and there's a fly down.
Pass interference. Offense, number 11. Denard Cuddly.
It's too critical of a game.
I don't want to get into a game of criticizing officials.
Well, why not?
That's a phantom call.
That's a terrible call.
A terrible call. Eagles should be threatening down to the 10.
And keep playing your game. Keep playing your game. That's a hell of a play right there.
You good, baby. Good play. Good play.
So first Saquon and then Jalen to AJ, pumping him up. John, you're the one guy here who knows that the sideline in an NFL game and the whole experience can can be wild. That's great leadership right there by both of them.
The stable presence, the stable, steady Jalen. We knew that once upon a time, everyone made fun of Jalen as, quote, Captain Intangible, because everyone said that was the only thing he could do. He could be a leader. He could be the rah-rah guy. He could always say the right thing. He was full of coaching platitudes, the son of a coach. Yeah. He sounded like a coach. Well, he plays like the best player in the world. He outplayed the best player in the world. So there's a lot more substance that goes with it.
It's really cool.
It's so cool to hear this part coming out of him, because he has grown this season. We've seen that displayed as a guy who can get you in the right protection and get the guys aligned the right way, get them in the right play to completely devastate a defense. But he can also motivate his teammates and provide them the lift they need when they need it most. I think that's a huge part of how he grew this year. And remember, last season, the team expressed they want him to get better at this.
That's right.
We need you to get more, I don't know, like emotional about the way you deal with your teammates.
Yeah,
remember,
good point.
It was last year at the Pro Bowl. Hey, it seemed strange that it was like a departure for Jalen, that he was sort of
smiling and happy
outside his comfort zone and talking to guys from other teams.
Yep.
I think that has all sort of paid off.
Well,
and
I agree with that.
More comfortable Jalen,
great point.
A more talkative Jalen, a guy who's talking about feelings more.
Now, that's a great point. You know, Zach Bond also obviously a tremendous addition to the Eagles, not just the skill, but also the leadership. And you can tell the guy is football smart. He also sounds just, world smart. I'll tell you this, if they re-sign him, he's the kind of guy we got to get on WIP as a weekly guest. I think this guy's a treasure. I really do. Let's listen to Zach Bond during the game. First, he predicts he's going to get an interception. Then he reacts to it.
Feel good?
Feel great.
It's coming. It's coming.
I'm going to get one.
17-0 Eagles. The Chiefs have had the ball at their own 12, 2, 30, and 6.
The blue red is on!
Mahomes is back. He steps up.
Is an unbelievable athlete, and he shows it right here, Merrill. Patrick Mahomes, as he's going to throw it, he's hit in the body, forcing an errant throw with Zach Bond. What a story. Does a great job reaching out, snagging the football, and turning them over with a great opportunity to put more points on the board.
Hey, Nick, I told you you called that.
I dropped it in practice, made that in the game.
Hey, keep going. Keep going. To the clock strikes zero. To the clock strikes zero. Stay here.
I mean, it's a lot of focus, man.
I love that.
It's really good. Look, 215-592-9494. We'll mix this audio in all show and tell us what top of the world is both an Eagles and Philadelphia sports fan feels to you. And again, parade tomorrow. Tell us your plans. It's going to be wild. We'll get you the details as we move through the show. All right, good morning to you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, so tomorrow's going to be an awesome day. Absolutely awesome, special day. And I want to tell you, we'll be all over covering it. So our show, in many ways, is going to be a parade pregame show.
We're the appetizer.
We are. We are. And look, millions are going to descend, you know, on Center City Philly and the whole deal, which
we'll
is awesome.
We'll be your hype men.
Maybe Joe Wechter will sing a song for everyone descending on Philly. I just learned that Joe Wechter's a wonderful singer.
Really?
Yes.
All I know is I was born to bring hype. That is like my ethos. So I will bring that. Yeah, I'm a hype man.
James, you know what I was born for?
To dominate?
To streak at an Eagles parade.
Dude. You want to talk about a story?
That would be awesome.
Morning show host Joe DeCamera.
What if I run up the Rocky Steps during the ceremony? I'm just saying.
Naked?
Oh, that's what streaking
is.
Streaking is naked. I mean, you know.
We're going streaking.
Even if you put a sock on it, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, so here's the deal. We're gonna have a lot of fun tomorrow. I really want to encourage you to listen to our show and the station all day. So two different things. One, you know, get your hiney here and come have some fun, obviously. And it's going to be tough and gridlock. And we all know, it's going to, you know, I fielded so many phone calls and texts from friends yesterday. You know, how do I do this? What do I do this? What do you recommend? And my answer is like, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, we can all take our best guess. Yeah. But, you know, do your best. Use common sense. Obviously, the earlier you leave, the better. It's going to be messy. We know that. But
gloriously messy.
Yeah, gloriously messy. So anyway, number one will be the parade, will be just a lot of everything, and it'll be fun. But number two is listen to WIP as much as you can, including once you get on the ground. You're out of your car or whatever, and you might be, you're detached from a classic radio, right? You don't have a radio in your hand. Well, you do, actually, because you got your phone. And your phone has WIP at all times right there if you have the Odyssey app. So get the Odyssey app. Very easy to download. It probably takes no more than 90 to 120 seconds, like 2 minutes, bang. You'll have the app, and then you can listen live. You can listen live while you're on the street. You know, have an earpiece, the whole deal, and that way you can. We're going to have interviews all day. It's going to be great. So get that Odyssey app and be primed.
And look,
ready
a lot
to
of people will not be able to get close enough for the speeches. Yeah. If you want to be around and still be able to hear the speeches, you can put it in your ear. You'll be able to hear. Point. That's what I did last time. I couldn't hear the speeches from where I was. Threw in my headphones, bang, on WIP.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff there, James. So Odyssey app, very easy to get. Basically, once you get the Odyssey app, you just boom to WIP. It really is very simple.
And it's so critical. Think about the last time this happened. If you would have missed Jason Kelce's speech.
I'm well aware. You know,
there was a lot going on. There was a lot of people. There was a lot of crowding.
I couldn't hear it, John.
Exactly.
I couldn't hear it.
You had to have the ability to put the app on to hear Kelce the last time this happened.
It depends on how far you are from the speakers. They're going to have a bunch of big speakers.
That was my situation.
Yeah, I was too far from the closest speaker.
And I'm guessing people are going to be camping out to get close. Like, it's going to be tough to get close to the art museum.
I know.
You know?
Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. So Jason Kelce, obviously a Philadelphia legend, and perhaps it was his speech more than anything that put him over the top into that category. Because
some
it was
a clown named Mike Lombardi! Right.
It was the speech of all speeches. So we ask you today, in honor of Jason from 7 years ago, by the way, Jason will be in studio with us coming up in an hour. Who is likely to give the most memorable speech tomorrow? Now, we have narrowed it down to four, and you can vote amongst these four. We're looking for a combination of personality and perhaps the tendency to go strong.
Pop off, as they say.
Pop off. All right, here's what we got. Choice A, Landon Dickerson. I choose violence.
I love that line.
Offensive lineman, buddy of Jason Kelce, learned from Kelce. Like, I think Dickerson may be leader in the clubhouse for most memorable speech, we'll say. Choice B, you never know what this guy's going to say. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Yeah. There's a lot of personality right there.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Most likely to curse, I'd say probably him.
Yeah.
All right. Choice C, tremendous personality, ability to sing, kind of can do it all, Jordan Mulata. And obviously already kind of a folk hero in town.
And person, just like the person, like you said, the personality is just effervescent.
Yeah. And choice D, because he's, I mean, he's got to be Nick Sirianni.
You're damn right, buddy.
You know, like, when do we get there? All right, get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll have some fun with that throughout the course of the show. How does it feel for you to be on top of the world? Let's get to M right now. M, good morning.
How does it feel to be on top? See, for me, I live in Virginia, so it's like a gift and a curse, right? The curse is I got to drive 4 hours tomorrow. I got to drive 4 hours to all the games, you know. But the gift is I get to see y'all are surrounded by Eagles fans. Like, it's rare y'all see somebody else. Me, I see everybody else.
Look at you. Look at you. You're supporting on the road. I admire that.
Hey, look, I stand so tall right now. Like, everybody's, like, looking up to me. I'm only 6 foot. Everybody's, like, looking up to me right now. Like, my chest.
I love this, dude. Puff your chest out, Em.
It's just a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe, early in the week, you were looking for a newspaper. I got two websites with two different options that I ordered one of them myself for the newspaper, but it's not an actual newspaper. One of them is like a picture frame. The other one, they're both like artwork. I give them to James.
I appreciate that. Well, I'm actually good, Em. I'm covered now, and I appreciate you saying that. So first was my mailman. Got me one, which I really appreciate. And the second was they actually were re-released yesterday by the Inquirer and Daily News. I know they were in Wawa's.
What a good idea.
Now, they got gobbled up again, Amy got a couple yesterday. I'm sorry, say it again.
You know what my problem is? You know what my problem is?
What's that?
I live 4 hours away.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Be problematic.
But, Em, I appreciate you thinking of us, man, and great call. Yeah. And get out early tomorrow, because if you got to come from down there, man, I don't know if that means leave at 3 a.m., but it might, you know, because, again, it's going to get crowded early, so get moving. Let's get to let's go to Spanky right now. Spank!
Yo, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's right, Spanky. You know it, man.
Spanky, have you been called Spanky your whole life?
Yes, I have.
Man, it just seems like you have to start as a child having been called Spanky. You don't just get Spanky as an adult.
We're a teenager.
I don't know. I think it's got to be little.
Sean, you didn't get the joke.
I don't want to go there necessarily.
All right, Spank, what do you got on our birds?
Let's go tomorrow. It's going to be a great day. The parade's going to be awesome. Let's go, birds.
You know it, man. You know it.
Sure is.
You going to be there?
I'm going.
Good man.
Birds don't know it yet, but I'm going.
I love that.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Listen, sir. No one talked about that. Did anyone hear Saquon on Stern yesterday? He was awesome.
Yeah, I know. He was on there, which is pretty cool. These guys are getting a lot of love on the national level. It's really good stuff.
As they should.
It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Spank, stay well, man. Keep the calls coming. Let's get to more of the audio from the NFL's Mic'd Up, as was released last night by the NFL, inside audio from the game. This was I would call this perhaps the most fascinating moment. Let's listen late in the game. The game is still going, but totally decided that the Eagles are going to win. This is very late, and this is a Jalen Hurts on the sideline, reflective, really reflective, about the Super Bowl loss from 2 years ago. Fascinating audio.
I can't lie to you, bro. That last one changed my soul, man. They ever over till the fat lady sang, you know.
Change my soul, John. That is deep. You know, my first thought when I heard that was I actually felt bad for him, that he carried that for 2 years.
Seriously?
I think
it transformed him in such a good
way. I agree. Like, I appreciate that he owned it and, like, it drove him. Like, no question. I think that's maybe the biggest takeaway from people. But the other part of it is, man, he carried it hard. Yeah. Real. I mean, when you say something changed your soul, wow. And it motivated him. There's no question.
There's nothing so nauseating. Think about the fact that picture that he's still talking about. Someone snapped a picture of his screen grab, his wallpaper. You know, that he still has that other confetti wallpaper screenshot up on his phone. As far as we know, he's still talking about that.
Well,
it rubbed him so the wrong way. It was devastating.
Yep.
This has been the motivation, not just for him, but for a lot of other guys in that locker room. And I hope that they're able to find something to gravitate toward. Everything feels like it's so great.
Well,
right
yeah,
now.
Well, yeah. And I'll say this: to me, the biggest difference, and I feel really confident in this, between great players and all-time great players is less about skill and more about sustained motivation. Jordan didn't have to keep working. He had three rings. He didn't have to go for 4, 5, and 6. LeBron made 9 out of 10 finals. He could have put his feet up after 5 or 6.
He still plays hard.
He's still playing. He's in his 40s. He plays a lot more.
Brady, you know, he's 43.
Brady.
Super Bowl, 43.
Correct.
He's my when it's
right.
My age. I get hurt when I get out of the bed in the morning.
Kobe. You know, so like that's the thing about sustained greatness has to come from within you. However you find that motivation, whether it's from a loss, whether it's from a high school slight, whether it's being dumped by a girlfriend, and you know, like whether it's being cut from your team in basketball, like Jordan was as a sophomore in high school, whatever. Find that motivation and stick to it. Brady obviously did for years, being what was he, the 7th, 8th quarterback picked in that draft, whatever that was.
Not sure.
6th round pick, right?
Yeah, 6th round pick, yeah. Bunch of guys before him. Let's listen a little bit more. So a little bit after that, the celebration is on. The game has ended. Let's listen to some of the celebratory moments.
Great job, Coach.
He took out a few guys.
The world champ.
World champ.
Gonna smile now.
And that being 0-0.
Hey man, that's you. That's you.
Come on.
That's you.
All of us, man.
I know it's all of us, but you don't understand the difference you made. You know, we right there, but we like that last piece, man.
Now.
That was the final like minute or two, as obviously the Eagles were kneeling it down and the Gatorade, you know, shower came in. Great stuff. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Craig right now. Good morning, Craig.
Greetings to the best damn morning sports show in the world, E-A-G-L-E-S-E.
That's how you do, Craig. That's what the birds did.
That is damn impressive.
Yes, sir. Hammer time. What's up, Hammer?
Oh, man, it's so good. Craig, what does top of the world feel like to you?
Listen, it's me, man. Like I said, you know, as you all know, I'm down here in D.C. I walk around like a king down here. You hear me? They are kissing my feet. They worship the ground I walk on. Because I told y'all, every day there in a day that don't go by, and I'm walking around in my Eagles gear, my hat, my coat,
good for
whatever.
You.
And I just... And I give it to them. These people, they're not like our Cal Turd fans. You know, these guys are giving us mad props. They appreciate what we did. They were pulling for us.
Interesting.
And I mean, it's just, I'm getting mad love.
Okay, you think that was an anti-Chiefs thing?
Yeah, that too. But they you know, of course, us putting that 50 burger up on them, it stung. But they knew that we were so superior. And you know, these guys are hardcore. They're NFC-based people that, just like we are, and they want to see the NFC win. So,
Craig, here's the other thing I'll say, man. There's certain games I remember watching, championship moments, where as a fan, not of the team that won, but a fan of sports, you respect the way a team went about it. I remember feeling that way about Seattle in 2013. I mean, I'm not a Seattle Seahawks fan, but I remember feeling like, man, did they stick it to Peyton Manning in Denver, who had an all-time offense, the whole deal. And it was just an incredible defense and a more than good enough offense. And they got it done.
They humiliated an all-timer.
You admire greatness. Now, sometimes greatness comes to become annoying if it continues on and 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 people get tired of it. But when a team shows greatness on the biggest stage, especially the first time, normally most of America admires it.
There's something to that. Excellence is, responded to positively, usually.
Totally.
You see it and you recognize it.
So, Craig, you keep enjoying it down there in D.C., man. That's good stuff.
Hey, so Hammer, a couple things, man. Yeah. Listen, I wanted to, first, I tried to call yesterday. I lost my signal, but while Devin was there, I just want to give the morning team additional props, man, for, like, not only your Hammer victories, you know, giving us the great luck that we did. You know, they won when you won. But, my God, how about shout-out to Devin, man, 6-0. I mean, just the ultimate good luck charm on the sidelines, you know. It's just awesome that she took over down there, and they just been rolling ever since. So now we got to hold Devin to a higher standard. You know, Joe, what we're expecting next year, 17-0, baby.
Oh, boy.
You know, we got to hold her to that.
I like that, Craig. I like your
got
line
of
thinking.
Super Bowl winner schedule.
I'm pretty sure the Eagles will never lose again with Devin on the sidelines. So good. We're in good shape.
Yeah. And, Craig, why are we stopping at 17-0? You mean 20-0. You get the bye, you win three in the playoffs, 20-0.
Right.
20-0.
And Hammer, also, I'm coming up. Listen, man, listen, I just got to say it one more time. Listen, you know, I'm coming up, man. I'm going to come. My son, we're coming up probably this evening, leaving about 4. You know, my mom's still up there, so I'm right up. You know, as Rhea always knows, I give a shout-out to Rhea. You know, I'm Southwest Philly, baby.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, I'm coming. Yep, so Craig from D.C. will be in the house, y'all.
We love it.
The parade. And, hey. This is the thing where I like just the one phrase, Joe, the little motivational thing that we always use as parents and as mentors. I just like this team to be in where we always say, you know, always in your planning and your goals in life, shoot for the moon. And if you don't make the moon, you'll always still be up with the stars.
That's nice.
Where the team is right now. We're in the stars, Joe.
Craig, go Birds, buddy. Great call, and hope to see you tomorrow. I know it's going to be tough to run into people, but hope to see as many people as we can.
Hugging as many people as I can tomorrow.
I get it. Hey, by the way, Life Advice with the Hammer, 9:15 today. Get a scenario in. What do you need help with? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show for a little life advice. We'll do that coming up in a couple hours. Let's get to Amy right now, calling from Ridley. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, morning team. How are you?
What's up, Amy?
Fired up, Amy.
Amy.
Yes.
Amy,
absolutely.
Are you really from Ridley, or are you from closer to the main line?
Villanova.
No, no Villanova. Nothing wrong with Villanova, but I'm actually Delco, you know.
There you go. I can hear it, Amy.
Yeah. I grew up in Sharon Hill, moved to the city when we first got married, and then back to Ridley.
Oh, so you're off the
market. Good for you. All right, Amy, what does top of the world feel like to you?
Well, top of the world to me is just awesome. My mother was a huge Eagles fan, and she passed away right before they won in 18. So my top of the world is being able to embrace this for her. So just super excited and been an Eagles fan since I can remember. Just awesome. Just completely awesome.
That stuff's special.
That's amazing,
you know, it's so painful when we lose loved ones. But to think back to the shared experiences of all the games together and knowing that our team did it.
And they're the reason we're Eagles fan. I'm an Eagles fan because my dad was an Eagles. That's it. Like, that's the reason I'm an Eagles fan. You know, my daughter is an Eagles fan because of me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry.
I say my mom. Like, my dad loved the Eagles, too, but my mom was just at a different level. Like, I grew up playing sports. My sisters did, too. We didn't have brothers, you know. So it was just pretty cool that we grew up in such a passionate Eagles house. Not Eagles, anything silly, even if they sucked. They could
Which
be
they often two, did.
They could be, too. I remember watching the 1980 Super Bowl with all my family at my house, and it was so crazy and loud, even though they lost, and it was just like, well, we'll get them next year, you know. And obviously, it took a lot of years for that to actually happen,
but that's
okay, you know. One quick note, I know you said about the score being 40-6. I 100% agree, except those trash points at the end got me to win the end number.
You had the over?
Look at you.
Oh, the block pool, that works.
Well, all right, Amy, hold on. I'm going to ask you a direct question.
Okay.
Were you rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs to convert a 2-point conversion?
I'm not going to lie, I was. My goal was for the Eagles to win, and at that point, I knew there was no way that...
I'm okay with that. I think that's fair at that point. Yeah, if you got money on the line.
Amy, you're both honorable and not honorable at the same time, but you're honest.
One last thing before I go, because I got to head to work, but I had left a message the other day also about finding newspapers, and I had some extras, but since you got them already,
thank
we'll
you.
Just put them away for us and give
good
them
to you.
Someone who didn't get one.
Amy, so. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. Great call and great series of stories there.
That's a
there.
Beautiful. We've already had two callers offer to get you.
I know.
Like, what a beautiful thing, man. This is I love everyone. This is awesome.
It used to be get Kenny a kidney, right? When Angela was trying to get
damn
Kenny
right,
a kidney.
Man. You're
and
damn
we
right.
got him one.
And
yeah.
And now it's about trying to get him a newspaper.
Slightly lower stakes.
You know, the important thing.
Just slightly lower stakes.
All right.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.